Hello, guys, gals, and my non-binary pals. Welcome to The Vocal Minority with Nick and Steve and your Political Week in Review, broadcasting live on the Really American Media platform. It's been another wild boar of a week. Oink, oink. The political dumpster's ablaze, but let's put out this shit show and reload your brain with the facts you actually need. All right, you little bastards. It's one for the money, two for the show, three to get ready. Come on, you feline. Start scratching the post. Holy moly. Take it away, gentlemen.
Holy moly. Welcome to another Political Week in Review. It's the Vocal Minority with Nick and Steve. Glad to have you along for the ride, guys, gals.
And everyone else.
Yeah, that's right.
Sorry, I was trying to interrupt you. I'm just excited. It's Friday.
Yeah, you are excited. Yeah, you've got some sort of nerves going. We established before the show that you're not nervous, but you've got like some energy running through your body that is palpable. So
energy, yes. Like, I don't get nervous for this stuff, but yeah,
I'm not saying nervous, just like nerves of let's get it going. No, dude,
I'm excited. That's all. It's a Friday. We survived another week in America, and that is something worth celebrating because we never know on any given day. You know, Trump's going to invade your city, accidentally set off a nuclear bomb from his new testings. I mean, there's a variety of things. He could molest you. I mean, everything's possible.
I mean, yeah, it's happened in the past, apparently. Yeah, what's up, Charlotte? Hey, welcome to the show, and we welcome the folks into the chat. We already got people jumping in, and what a way to wind down a week by giving you all the news you need to know.
Indeed. Somebody's saying, good evening, all. You must be on the East Coast. Yeah, we are live on YouTube and Facebook right now. Just after 6 o'clock on the East Coast, a little after 3 here on the West is the best coast.
This is a worldwide podcast, Stephen. I mean, it's the evening in a lot of places, don't you think?
It's tomorrow in Australia, and we have a lot of viewers in Australia. And that's how right. You know the world will not end today, because it's already tomorrow there. So they made it.
Oh, we're just getting a check-in from the 51st state up in Canada.
Yeah. What's up?
This is a platform for y'all to get vocal. That's how we came up with the show. Like, yeah, everybody needs a little bit of a platform. So we've done all the work for you. You can just enjoy and hang with us. And, we'll amplify your voice, for crying out loud.
Exactly. Literally, the Vocal Minority, we named it after you guys. It was a major pain in the ass to get our own show, but now we share it with you. This used to be a live call-in radio talk show back in the good old days, kids. But now it's all about the comment section and any way else you want to get vocal. So do that.
Yeah, now it's easy to get a talk show, dude. You just need about $50 and an internet connection, you know?
But can you have an audience for random people babbling? You know, a lot of celebrities used to get into talk radio, and you and I saw them all come and go, because it's actually harder than most people think. You know, I can talk for an hour. Can you? I'm sure you can. Is it interesting? Is it compelling? Does anyone want to hear it?
Yeah. Those are all good points.
Thank you.
Someone
stuck in Ohio. I feel bad for you guys.
Oh, boy, dude. Go Blue. Have you ever been to Ohio?
I've been to Ohio many times, yes. Unfortunately. What?
For why? Why?
Well, I grew up in Michigan. I mean, first of all, Cedar Point, the best amusement park in that area. That's in Ohio. It's Sandusky. Rock Band used to play in Toledo frequently. I've been to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in Cleveland. And for all of those things, I went and I got the fuck out as quick as I could.
Yeah, you didn't have a good feeling about it?
I don't know. But growing up in Michigan, you're like genetically predisposed to rip on Ohio. So I'm required to. So,
all right.
Buckeyes, bunch of nuts.
All right.
Nuts. That's a clever joke. Sorry.
No more talking about nuts. Let's talk about some news that these folks need to know.
This is Need to Know News. News you need to know. Mm. Start the news chant, please.
Okay.
Come on.
News, 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 news.
Steve Harness.
How you doing?
I'm just reading some breaking news. Federal judge blocks the IRS from sharing taxpayer information with ICE. Was that even on the table? ICE was trying to get our taxpayer information? Jesus.
It seems like they're trying to get everything, dude. I mean, the avenues that they're going down to get our personal information without us knowing are incredible, dude. I can't believe it.
Yeah, and we've been talking about on the show for a while that they're using all sorts of high-tech gadgets now to spy on you. So that's great. The hell's going on with my shirt? It's all cockeyed.
Dude, I sent you that story this morning about the license plate recognitions. Cameras are now in those, big orange things in construction zones that you drive by.
Cones?
Not cones. Those big, fat, you know.
Like barrels full of water?
Yes, that's what I'm talking about, dude. Yes, thank you. But yeah, they're hiding them everywhere, and those are getting more and more information. It's pretty incredible, dude.
So. Yeah, no, they're creepy and they're spying on us. So, all right, but they're not getting your tax information, so that's great.
Yeah, well, right, that's good news. Yeah. Hey, should we kick off? We just found out Zoran Mondami, I don't know. He didn't sit down with Trump. He was standing up with Trump in the Oval Office, and they had a somewhat of a meeting. We talked very briefly right before the show of how that went, and it said, or we both said, like, I don't know a lot about it other than people are saying, like, they're friends now.
Yeah, he stood up to Trump, stood next to Trump. I don't know. I've heard a theory out there that Trump, you know, game respects game, that as much as Trump talks, hating on the communist crazy guy, that he actually respects that somebody who may be his opposite in some ways, but he managed to be an outsider, be a rebel, and win an election in New York City. So, yeah, what happened to the White House today?
Well, let's take a little peek. I got a couple of videos that we'll just watch. And this is kind of Trump's comments on how the meeting went with Zoran standing right behind him.
He asked about your comment calling the president a fascist.
That's not true. This is the first clip is exactly this. We'll get to the other one after.
Fascist. And your answer was, both President Trump and I have been clear about our positions and our views. Are you affirming that you think President Trump is a fascist?
I've spoken about...
That's okay. You can just say yes. Okay. It's easier. It's easier than explaining it. I don't mind.
Just days ago, you referred to President Trump as a despot who betrayed the country.
I've been called much worse than a despot, so it's not that insulting.
He doesn't know.
Maybe I think he'll change his mind after we get to working together. Yes, please.
So, wow. Yeah, that was kind of an interesting thing. Like, here's the thing. I think right off the bat that Trump thinks, oh, this guy, like, in a room with him, I don't stand a chance. Like, as far as intelligence goes, right. So I think he was like, oh, just shut that, you know, yeah, that's fine, whatever.
Well, hold on. Is it the classic bully who, when you're actually face-to-face, or the classic internet troll that when you're face-to-face, you're all of a sudden not such a tough guy? Or is Mondami, as we have seen, just legitimately that charming that he won Trump over with his mere presence?
Yeah, I mean, I guess it could be either, but I think it's probably more the first, you know.
Interesting.
So, yeah, but I thought that was funny. You know, as soon as Trump was like, it's okay, you can say it, you know, Zoran was kind of like, oh, okay, yeah. I mean, that is how he feels, so there you go.
So you're saying that Trump, much like his neck, is a big pussy?
Yes, okay. 100%.
Yeah, just clarifying.
Okay. This is how Trump thought the meeting went and how their future working together might go.
We've just had a great meeting, a really good, very productive meeting. We have... one thing in common, we want this city of ours that we love to do very well. And I wanted to congratulate the mayor. He really ran an incredible race against, you know, a lot of smart people, starting with the early primaries against some very tough people, very smart people. And he beat him, and he beat him easily. And I congratulated him. And we talked about some things in very strong common, like housing
strong
and
common.
Getting housing built and... food and prices, and the price of oil is coming way down. Anything I do is going to be good for New York. If I can get prices down, it's good for New York. Yes. But I just want to congratulate. I think you're going to have hopefully a really great mayor. The better he does, the happier I am, I will say. There's no difference in party. There's no difference in anything. And we're going to be helping him to make everybody's dream come true, having a strong and very safe New York.
Wow. What a load of bullshit.
Is Mondami's nickname Bubba? Trump really seems to be salivating over him.
I mean, what a load of bullshit, dude. There's no difference in party. Like, you made that very clear. Like, you know, I'm not going to be giving you funding. You know, this is a lot of bullshit.
It's interesting. He seems to have a bit of a man crush on him. And by the way, is the term man crush homophobic? I've had a few people say that to me now whenever I call that. Like, man crush is not gay. It's a heterosexual man loving on another heterosexual man. Much like you have a man crush on Chris Martin from Coldplay. Doesn't mean either of you are gay, and there's no connotation that that's negative. I'm just saying, like, when one man obsesses on another, that's what a man crush is.
Yeah, I've never heard it to be, you know, homophobic or, I don't know. It's not intended to be that way.
Internet trolls. Okay. Yeah, well, he's clearly salivating over him in whatever way you want to describe that. But, yeah, what the hell? I'm sure Megaworld's got to be freaking out that Trump is sucking up to the communist.
Well, Steve, all we'll hear from MAGA right now is Trump is playing chess, you know, and we're all playing checkers because this is obviously part of Art of the Deal. You know, he's just faking him out a little bit. But you're right. I mean, he's completely salivating over the whole thing. And, you know, you bring up the point of, you know, player respect player. I don't know. I don't think Trump respects anyone, you know, so
yeah,
I don't know.
Fair.
Like somebody said on the comments right before that that this is the same way he acts when he's in front of Gavin Newsom.
True.
You know.
So. He does seem to kind of puss out whenever he's face to face with someone. And that is the classic sign that you're just a big bully. Because if it's a real conviction, you're not gonna, you know, back off when you're in person with the person, you know.
This will be a good test for Zoran because, you know, he said he's not necessarily just the standard politician that he's going to, you know, sink down to get in line with Trump, that he's going to take control of what New York needs. And you know what he said? New York first. President Trump started and campaigned on America First, and we have seen that reversing, you know, a lot as of late. Like, this is obviously not an America First president.
No. Now, let me ask you this. Do you think if Trump has a meeting with Seattle's new mayor, who is also a Democratic socialist but is a woman, do you think he would show the same level of respect?
It's interesting. How do I say this delicately?
Don't bother. Just say it.
Okay, I don't think that I think it
she
is based off
sway.
I think it based it for Trump it's based on looks, and I don't think I don't think she's the type of person that he's going to be like ooh la la. So no, I don't think he'll respect her at all.
That's not an unfair comment. And I know you're not commenting on her looks or what you think of her, but Trump does like attractive people. That's why I begrudgingly say things like, you know, I hate Kristi Noem, but she is a bit of a MILF. So, you know, he has this image that people have to be good looking, but especially the women.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, to answer your question, I don't think she'll get the respect that Zoran garnered there.
Yeah, interesting. Well, yeah, I can't wait to see the mega types freaking out because they can't be happy that that he wussed out on it.
Yeah, we were just talking about this, that Trump said he wouldn't give any money to New York if Mondami became mayor. So, yeah, I mean, looks like he's got the money now. So, yeah, it just goes to show a lot of what he says is bullshit if you hadn't figured that out yet.
Right. A lot of the boy that cried wolf, smokescreen, tough guy, fake persona. So,
yep.
Yeah, that's interesting. All right.
So, yeah, we'll see where all that goes, but fun meeting.
Apparently. All right, is that all your video of that?
Yep.
All right, so I want to get into this Nazi thing because we have been saying for quite a while, you know, that Trump is very Hitler-esque. And I keep hearing from people in that world, stop calling us Nazis, stop calling us Nazis. And we keep saying, you know, don't act like one and we won't call you one. And Trump has a lot of Hitler comparisons. I mean, from being an authoritarian fascist to locking up people based on ethnicities, that, you know, immigrants are poisoning the blood of America, the media is the enemy of the people. I mean, the comparisons go on and on and on and on and on and on. And we had some more Nazi news this week, starting off with the fact that Laura Loomer, you know who she is?
That's the Trump spokesperson that he's hung out with. I mean, she's just an influencer, a MAGA influencer that has somehow made her way into the White House.
Yeah, I mean, she's an internet talking head, and she's definitely a far right extremist. And yeah, there's been rumors, a lot of people are saying, that Laura Loomer and Trump were hooking up. And if you've seen some of the pictures of her staring at him, I could certainly believe it.
Totally.
But Laura Loomer came out this week and said, quote, the GOP has a Nazi problem.
Breaking news.
I mean, on one level, yeah, water's wet, the sky is blue. No shit, you got a Nazi problem. But this is a prominent MAGA type, somebody that's a, you know, a right-hand man to Trump, fully saying out loud that, yeah, the GOP has a freaking Nazi problem. She said, I'm going to say it. The GOP's got a Nazi problem, and the more we pretend like we don't, the worse it's going to get. We do. Don't tell me we don't.
Yeah, of course you do. Are you? And Laura Loomer saying that?
Yes.
Like, dude, this is what I'm saying. We're seeing all these extremists come out and say what's been in front of us for a long time. But when they say it, it is so loud that it speaks volumes that, like, oh, if Hitler's saying you're racist or hate Jews, you know, you really got a problem.
Listen, I suppose it's one thing for all of us over here on the left or in the center to be saying you guys are all freaking Nazis. But yeah, so one of their own has said it. And and there's multiple examples of it. We saw that idiot in Detroit or Dearborn, Michigan, I guess technically, that showed up to the city council meeting. And I guess he's more of a white nationalist, but the Venn diagram for Nazis and white nationalists has a lot of overlap. And
it's all the same, dude.
Yeah, he went off on Muslims outbreeding us and Sharia law and all that. But then we had this other story this week about the Coast Guard saying that, you know, swastikas are no longer a hate symbol, so we're going to take it off the list of things that are a no-no in the Coast Guard world.
Well, it's swastikas and nooses.
Right. It was swastikas and nooses, but did you see the update today?
No.
They're taking it all back. Oops, our bad. Sorry, we didn't expect a backlash to us saying that Nazi symbols, a swastika, would be a bad thing. Which, you gotta wonder who, because that is, you know, part of the armed forces, the Coast Guard, Department of War and all that, so DHS. So who the fuck told them that they should take that off the list? Why was that on anyone's list this week? Hey, why don't you take the swastikas off the no-no list?
Because, dude, because all, you know, they say when you lay down with dogs, you get up with fleas. This is dogs. This whole administration are dogs, dude. And I even hate to paint dogs in that picture, you know?
Right.
But what I'm saying is that they're all racist. This is trickle-down economics at its best. You know, instead of economics, it's trickle-down racism.
Yeah, no doubt. So, yeah, the U.S. Coast Guard has reversed course on its controversial move to reclassify the swastika insignia and nooses as, quote, potentially divisive.
Jeez,
following dude. Widespread backlash. So, yeah. I mean, I guess I'm glad that they took it back, but why are we even having this discussion?
I don't know. I other than what I've already said, you know, we saw the guy in Dearborn. He went out and did all his racist stuff. And obviously, people have been felt entitled to just be racist wherever they want to be racist. And people will find it acceptable. After that guy did all that Dearborn shit, I came across this video and I was like, oh, man, you got to be really sick to do this.
It's really good.
Bacon?
Anybody?
Under the new rules, Michelle Thiemom, you can eat bacon. It's halal. You can eat bacon whenever you want.
These are just Muslims praying.
Muhammad is a pedophile. You're praying to a man who's burning in hell. He married a 9-year-old girl, and you're going to... Muhammad? I spit
how foul.
On the grave
of
Muhammad.
One of the guys showed up in Michigan there.
Yeah, it's very possible that it is. I cut it off because we don't need to watch a ton of racism, but like, these are the kind of people, like, those students are just praying, and they show up to do this. And
they just showed up,
like,
and trolled them while they were praying?
Yeah. Show up eating bacon and talking shit about their beliefs. Like, yeah. It's just...
I thought the right mega types were big fans of the Constitution. Don't we have freedom of religion and freedom from religion? Isn't that part of that thing?
if you're a Christian.
That's right. Yeah. If it's the right God. Yeah. I keep forgetting
it's the right God.
And yeah, that asshole Lang was his name. And by the way, I was telling you that whole Michigan story with that guy showing up and going off in the city council. Like, I'm embarrassed for Michigan because that's where I'm from, as we've discussed already. That idiot is from Florida. And he's actually a Senate candidate in Florida for next year's election. So, Florida, if you would like your reputation to not get any worse, do not elect the xenophobic, Islamophobic racist asshole that also went out in the street and attempted to burn a Koran, and the cops stopped him because you're not allowed to just burn stuff in public, apparently. But he also had a thing of bacon that he was trying to taunt Muslims with, and someone gave him a little side dish of pepper spray to go with his bacon.
Good, dude. He deserves that and a lot more. Yeah. A lot of these people do come from Florida. I hate to bag on Florida. I'm not saying that everybody there is trash, but it's a high percentage, guys. Come on.
It is. I mean, they're the funnel. They're the garbage disposal of America. I think it's how it works. Everything just trickles down to that little funnel. So,
yeah.
And then it was funny, too. After that idiot got pepper sprayed for waving the bacon around, he then went over to two cops to complain about the, you know, who are you going to catch whoever pepper sprayed me? Now, first of all, this guy is a pardoned January 6th rioter, so it's a little ironic that he's now going to the cops looking for protection and help, given that all the J6ers were smashing cops' faces and, you know, stun gunning them and all that stuff. But the cops just gave him sort of a blank stare, and they appeared to be Muslim. You know, and Dearborn, Michigan has the largest population of Muslims in all of America. And now, and then the guy starts going off on the cops. Like, what are you even doing here in America? You're enforcing Sharia law. Like, he's just taunting the cops while he's over there attempting to get help from them.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. You know, there has been a huge uprising of people freaking out because of the call to prayer. You know, they're tired of hearing it come over the loudspeakers. Like, move. I don't know what to tell you, dude. This community has made their life there, and I don't know what to tell you. You racist bastards. If you don't like it, you move. I mean, churches have been ringing bells for years and years and years, and I've never heard anyone complain about it.
Right. I complain about all religions equally. I'm agnostic. I think you all believe in fairy tales. And I just always find it funny when one religion kind of looks down their nose at another. Like, yours is a bunch of bullshit. Mine's real, but yours is a bunch of garbage.
Yeah. I mean, it's funny to see religious wars. It's, you know, been going on since the beginning of time. So,
yes, indeed.
But so there you go. We got a lot of racists, I think, because our president and the cabinet, I believe, are racists, dude.
Yeah, you know, they've always been there, but like we've talked about, this sort of, you know, emboldens them, and that's a sad state of affairs nowadays, but yeah, it's out there, and we're seeing it.
Yes, indeed. Hey, dude, do you remember Alex Jones?
I remember him, yes.
Oh, okay. Well, I just thought it would, I thought it would be good if we just checked in to see what he's up to. You know, he was sued for all the Sandy Hook rhetoric that he spewed.
Yeah.
And kind of disappeared for a little while, shaved his head. And now, I mean, he is back and I believe reporting on hard-hitting news, for crying out loud.
Are you playing a clip?
Yeah.
Okay.
There's no video of President Trump sucking a ding-dong.
Unless it's my ding-dong.
And so what if there was? Well, I burned World War III, Owen.
Well, that's very progressive.
I never sucked any ding-dongs. But I'll tell you, if they were going to blackmail me to start World War III about one, I'd say, hey, I sucked a golf ball through a freaking garden hose.
Didn't you already tell Der Spiegel that?
So, yeah, I mean, he's doing good work, dude.
Sort of sounds like somebody who's maybe sucked a ding dong. I mean, based on how fat he is, he's certainly eaten a lot of ding dongs. But
that is true.
Wow. You do recall I fired Alex Jones, right?
Yes, I do. I mean, I celebrated it when it happened. So. Yes.
Him and Rush Limbaugh. It's a badge of honor I have. They were on a radio station that I purchased and said, yeah, part of the contingency of the sale, get rid of those two fuckers so I don't even have to bother. So by the time I take over, they're gone.
Yeah. And, yeah, you did a good service to the world.
And in all seriousness, what the hell is he talking about? That he's willing to blow someone if to prevent a nuclear war? I mean, that's nice of him. I appreciate him taking one for the team. But hey, he almost sounded progressive in there for a moment. Because he was like, what if he did suck a ding-dong? That's okay. I'm like,
It is to stop a war. Remember we used to play that game when we were kids? We were like, you know, would you do this for that? I think that's kind of, you know, what he was doing there.
So. Yeah, Pete Davidson has a great stand-up bit about that, where he was like, you know, in high school, it used to be like $10 million to suck a D. He was like, now, $5,000. I think $5,000 I'd probably do five it for. Yeah, do it twice a year, have a good summer, some good holiday games.
It's true, dude. Get some holiday pay going on.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Well, good for Alex Jones.
Hey, dude, earlier in the week, we played a clip on the podcast of Trump sitting in the Oval Office and celebrating a man who cut the head off of an American reporter. Do you remember?
Yes. And I do want to make a slight amend. I said on last show that Jamal Khashoggi was a U.S. citizen. He was a legal U.S. resident, not a U.S. citizen. Small distinction. Graduated from Indiana State University. He's got two kids that are citizens born here. But he was Saudi, but he was a legal resident. He moved here and was living here and working here.
Yeah. So what's what? Okay.
He's not a citizen. He had legal status to live here. I just want to make sure I'm not, you know, misquoting anything. So
okay.
But yeah, the whole thing is disgusting. What's up now?
More things going on with the meeting that I thought were interesting. You know, we keep talking about Trump not being America first. You know, he's given money to Argentina. And then he made this statement after he had that meeting in the Oval Office. He held a big dinner and had a lot of people, very powerful people, come in and attend this meeting, you know, from American companies. And he made this statement, which just maybe is a head scratcher. I don't know.
I'll tell you, His Majesty would like me to do something very powerful having to do with Sudan. It was not on my my charts to be involved in that. I thought it was just something that was crazy and out of control. But I just see how important that is to you and to a lot of your friends in the room. Sudan, and we're going to start working in Sudan. I didn't think that that was one that was going to be so easy to do. But we're going to start working.
Yeah, start.
I mean, first of all, he and Alex Jones sound like they've been swapping saliva. They got the same voice going on there. But they always say that Trump is most influenced by the last person he talks to. And that sounds exactly, I mean, he just said it out loud. I wasn't even thinking about Sudan, but my new buddy over here, richer than Elon Musk, this guy, he told me about Sudan. So what do you want us to do? Invade it? Give it money? What? You just tell me. I'll do it.
Yeah. I wasn't even on my radar, you know. They'd like us to stop some religious wars that are happening in Sudan, so I think I'll do that. But you wonder, what is he getting for that, right?
And Monday.
Yeah, I think we also found that out in the meeting, dude.
And I want to thank you because you've agreed to invest $600 billion into the United States. And because he's my friend, he might make it $1 trillion. But I'm going to have to work on them. We can count on $600 billion. But I just want to say it's an honor to be your friend, and it's an honor that you're here. And if you'd like to say a few words, but thank you very much.
Well, thank you, Mr. President. We believe in the future of the United States of America. We believe in what you're doing, Mr. President. It's really creating a lot of good things and good foundation to create more economic growth, more business in America. And it will also, your work for the world, peace. I believe, Mr. President, in the today and tomorrow, we're going to announce that we are going to increase that $600 billion to almost $1 trillion of investment, real investment and real opportunity by details in many areas. That will create a lot of investment opportunities.
So you are doing that now. You're saying to me now that the $600 billion will be $1 trillion.
Definitely, because what we are signing, it will facilitate that. And
I like that very much.
Unbelievable.
I mean, is that guy's name Bubba? What the hell is going on there?
Seriously, dude. I mean, $1 trillion will make you feel horny for sure. I mean, think about it this way, dude. If we get $1 trillion dollars, some of that is going to Trump. You know?
Well, he already got a plane. That was Qatar.
That was Qatar, yeah. he's already got a lot of shit, dude, that we have no idea about. He's become richer than he's ever been at it, being the president of the United States of America. So, yeah, what is he getting, dude? That's crazy. $1 trillion. How much of that will actually funnel into the pockets of maybe not just Trump, but his family, Jared Kushner. Like, how much of this money is funneling to his family?
Well, Kushner already got $2 billion, so, you know, how much more? I haven't fact-checked this one, but Simon here, Saudi Arabia has a GDP of $1 trillion. They're not going to invest an entire year's GDP. Like, don't know. But the whole thing just reeks of shtick and grifting and, you know, let's do this thing where you say $600 billion and then I get you up to $1 trillion. Then I slap your knee all friendly-like. Like, on behalf of, you know, every victim of 9/11 who Saudi Arabia was intimately involved with, like, just go fuck yourself.
Yes.
And just the way he's sucking up to him. And I understand that in world diplomacy, you sometimes have to play nice with people that have done bad things. But doesn't mean you have to suck them off. Doesn't mean you have to bend over for them. Doesn't mean you have to sit there and defend them in front of reporters. Not to mention how bad that makes our democracy look. Because, you know, in Saudi Arabia and in a lot of Middle Eastern countries, reporters do get murdered and decapitated. And we have Trump sitting in the Oval Office telling a reporter in front of this prince, like, ABC, fake news, I'm going to take your license away. Like it's so un-American. You're just emboldening that idiot.
Completely. Saying shit that's not true is common for Trump. And it's just a great point with these numbers. $1 trillion. Like, you're talking about things that no one has ever discussed before in that office. You know what I mean? Right. The Congressional Budget Office just released new projections showing that the recent rollbacks of President Donald Trump's aggressive tariff strategy have wiped out roughly $800 billion in expected debt reduction over the next decade. Like, it just goes to prove, this just happened. It just goes to prove once again that all these facts and figures that he's throwing out are complete bullshit, dude.
Yeah. No, they always are. Why not take that trillion then and throw it at the national debt or solve homelessness or, you know, every veteran out there on, you know, medical needs, whatnot? Like, what are you going to do with your alleged $1 trillion? Because you could be a freaking hero with a check that size.
You could change the world forever. Yeah, I mean, you could change America forever, but you really could change a lot in the world if you wanted to use that money. You know, all the money that he's just guaranteed to Argentina, you got a lot of people sitting back saying, like, hey, what the fuck, dude?
Yeah.
We're talking about hungry people in America. We're talking about sick people in America. What are we doing here?
Yeah. Violet here, it's all lies for the cameras, and Trump is so in love with that dude, and MBS clearly barely can stand him. He does seem annoyed and whatnot, but gets it. He gets that, unlike any of our former presidents, that he can just buy his way right into the Oval Office, like, literally. So
yes,
he'll play Trump like a fiddle. And someone else brought up here that if, let's see, Robert, who's going to profit if there are investments done? Spoiler alert, it's the Saudis. Like, they're going to get something for any money they're, of course, putting in. It is not a charitable donation. It's just like, like this guy right here, or Lisa, this person right here, I won't presume. Bigger ballroom is what we'll get for $1 trillion. Like, yeah. You know, I've seen a lot of mega types say with this ballroom that, hey, it's not costing us any money, so it's fine. I'm fine with that. Well, even if that's true, why not spend $300 million on something that might actually benefit Americans? And, and a big freaking ballroom is not on that list.
Yeah. Well, like we've said, he's tone deaf. And, you know, the shit that he spends his time talking about is he doesn't actually care about it. We see what he cares about. The ballroom, dude. It's the biggest ballroom.
Yeah.
It's going to have great marble. He knows about these things.
Yes. You know, last week you brought up something about Trump having a golden toilet, and you asked if I believed that that was true. Because I think we were talking about all the fake gold in the Oval Office.
Yeah.
A actual golden toilet. Let me find the story here. I have so much news. Here it is. Let's see. A solid gold toilet named America sells at auction. This is a solid gold toilet weighing 223 pounds. How much do you think this thing sold for? As in, how much do you think it would cost to actually get a solid gold toilet?
It weighs 223 pounds?
Yes, it does.
I mean, it's got to be...
And it's made out of 18 karat gold. Solid.
Okay, so it's got to be... Boy, it's got to be millions of dollars.
Correct. $12 million this thing just sold for at auction.
Yeah.
And, 18 karat gold working toilet. And the sculptor that made it calls it America. He's an Italian artist. And, yeah, Sotheby's sold it for $12,100,000.
So this wasn't Trump's toilet.
No, but, you know, okay. Do you think that Trump would spend $12 million on a solid gold toilet?
Well, I think right now gold is the highest it's ever been. I mean, it's crazy prices right now. So maybe 1980s Trump would have spent money on a gold toilet, you know.
Listen, I can believe he's got a toilet that looks gold. Maybe it's gold plated, best case, or it's gold spray painted, like all that crap in the Oval Office. But Trump he's fake on every level, from his spray tan to his obsession with gold. So
yes. We could just pull a number out of the air. Okay. Yeah.
No one's fact checking. Yeah, that's no America, man. Like, who cares? The toilet costs $17 trillion. Yeah. How cool is that?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I don't know if he has a gold toilet, but we know that he did remodel that bathroom at the White House, so he's like overlooking all of D.C. there. Mm. Have you seen the view from his new bathroom?
I don't know if I saw the view. I saw the remodel job that I was not impressed with. Tacky. Yeah. Just everything with him is tacky. I mean, everything.
Yeah, 100%. All right. Well, where do you want to move to?
Let's circle back around real quick to a topic we do keep bringing up. Speaking of being tacky, how about, all these boats were just blowing up in the oceans?
Oh, the murders. Yeah.
Yes. Our president just killing people. Yeah. Murder, some would call it. Let's see. Alleged drug boats targeted by the Trump administration in the Caribbean are likely seeking to smuggle cocaine into Europe and not fentanyl into the United States. NBC News cites experts who have written a new report, and they say that fentanyl is almost exclusively smuggled through land, through Mexico, rather than boats in the Caribbean. Most of the cocaine does not go to the United States, especially considering the market in Europe has exploded lately because it's more lucrative and there's less chance of severe prison time, apparently, in England nowadays. So we just keep seeing holes in these boats. I mean, the ones that Trump's blowing into them. Like, we've learned that some of these people are fishermen. Some of them have absolutely nothing to do with any drug ring. We've seen now that these boats aren't even coming here, and that in all likelihood, according to this report, based on experts in the field, that they would be smuggling cocaine to Europe, not anywhere near us.
That's interesting, dude. So these boats were not heading for our country at all. That's what you're telling me?
No, nor were they heading to England. Like, you can't just go across the Atlantic in one of those boats.
One of those little skiffs.
Right. But they're saying it's on a route that eventually that stuff's going to end up over in the UK. So, again, I just keep asking the question, like, what is the real game here? I don't know if he just enjoys murdering people because he's a dictator that just wants to play with every lever of power he's got. Is he trying to, provoke a war out of Venezuela or anyone else? Like, but it's not to, quote unquote, cut off the pipeline of drugs that Reagan tried to do in the 80s and has failed then and failed now. Like I've said, like, if Americans want it, it's going to get here. But we have seen no evidence that there's actual proof that any of these people are narco-terrorists.
Yeah. No, it's interesting because, whenever he talks about it, he always changes the figure. Again, figures are changing because no one really fact-checks it. I don't even know how you would fact-check it, but he's like, every time we blow one of these boats up, 125,000 American lives are saved. And he has no idea what's even in the frickin' boat, let alone the people that are in the boat, Right. So,
yes. No, for sure.
Oh, this is a good comment. The cruelty is the point. Yeah, I think I do believe that,
Spot on. Well, since Lisa there brought that up, let me just continue with one more story here that I find hilariously dumb. Chief Border Patrol agent accuses anti-ICE protesters of being in a cult. Of cult behavior. This is the Gregory Bovino guy, the guy that lied to a judge, the guy in Chicago that's causing all the problems. He went on Jesse Waters' show on Fox News and told Waters it was a tall order for him to understand the backlash, saying that it's beyond understanding in some ways. I was talking with my team today, and we came to the conclusion that this is a cult. Like, this is cult-like behavior. These individuals oftentimes don't even know why they're protesting ICE. Now, it's one thing to try to defend these thug-like tactics, to try to make up some justification, but to actually be sociopathic enough to claim that you don't know why anyone would be upset by this stuff, just because we're, you know, ripping people out of cars and arresting people in schools and daycares and waiting outside of churches, and we're pepperballing people, we're you know, macing a one-year-old. You see that story where they were by a car and they shot a pepperball into a car and there was a one-year-old baby in there? Like, I mean, this is just straight up asshole sort of mentality to say that we're in a cult because we're a little upset with the inhumane cruelty is the point way that you're treating people.
Yes. Even if I would say this, that even if there were people protesting that didn't know everything about what was going on, even if they saw on a surface level the way that you're attacking all of this, and they were protesting for that reason alone, it doesn't make them cult members. Like, this is how we operate, dude. When we see injustice, when we see that shit's not right the way that you're treating people, and when you're breaking laws and when you're breaking the Constitution apart, like, this is how we react, dude. We're not cults. We're just reasonable people.
We have eyes.
Yes.
And just on another related story to that, get this. A document has been uncovered threatening immigrant children with prolonged detention if they try to invoke their rights.
Oh, so you go along with whatever's happening to you, or you're going to suffer for longer? Is that what you mean?
Yes. If you let us deport you, maybe we'll make it quick. We'll put you out of your misery. It's the old mob thing. Like, we're not just going to shoot you quickly. We're going to drag this out and torture you. So a newly uncovered document flagged last week in a federal court filing threatens undocumented immigrant children in government custody with, quote, prolonged detention if they choose to exercise their legal rights rather than voluntarily depart the United States. The document also says children could face immigration consequences if they pursue a legal pathway to remain in the United States by requesting to see a judge.
Unreal, dude. I mean, these, you're talking about them not having rights.
Right. Then.
Like, if you practice your rights, you will be punished. Like, that's not a right. Then,
just asking for a judge, asking for any level of due process, they're going to make sure they stick it to you.
Yes. I mean, this is, I can't even believe what you're saying to me right now.
Yeah.
That this is written down on paper. Of course, this shit happens in back rooms and people talk about this stuff, but like, this is written down on paper.
Yeah. Yep. Like I said, newly uncovered document, federal court filings. And this article goes on to say the document misrepresents the law and threatens to undermine immigrant children's legal rights to pursue cases in America. So not only are they threatening them, but they're misrepresenting the law to do it. And just a reminder, everyone in America is entitled to due process. Everyone. It doesn't say U.S. citizens. Like, if you're on our soil, you're entitled to due process. I mean, what kind of world would we be living in America if we could just indiscriminately do whatever the hell we want to anyone? You don't even have the right to get in front of a judge to plead your case.
Yeah. Well, that's, I mean, boy, that just sounds like a dictatorship to me, you know. I mean, that's what I've always known it to be. Like, if you don't believe this and do this, then you'll be punished for it. Yeah. I mean, that's not America, that's for sure.
It sounds like a dictatorship because it is. So you'll look like a duck, quack like a duck, like it's fucking duck, people.
Yep. Nuremberg 2.0, says Patricia. And well, we saw, you did a story recently just this week, didn't you, on Trump tweeting out or truthing out or whatever that, you know, we should hang Democrats?
Yes. That Trump is now trying to walk back and everyone in Trump world's trying to defend. Like, yes, he said that six Democrats put out this video saying, essentially reminding our troops that you're required to not follow illegal orders. And Trump World tried to spin it to, oh, they're saying to ignore Trump's orders. No, they said ignore Trump's illegal orders. It's part of the military code of conduct. It's part of the oath you took. And Trump is doing it. And Mega World, again, like, give me one example. Like, you freaking idiots. Like, these National Guard deployments, they've been deemed illegal in more than one court now. Blowing up boats in the middle of a fucking ocean of 3,000 miles away is under intense legal scrutiny. Like, you know, you're not allowed to use our military for law enforcement. And Trump is, of course, trying it and is still going to keep trying it. So, yeah, they put out this thing just reminding everyone of their oath. And they were all either veterans or intelligent, you know, former officials or whatever. So they were speaking from a place of knowledge.
Yeah.
Trump came out and said seditious behavior punishable by death. And he reposted someone that said George Washington would hang them. Like,
yeah.
Are you kidding me? You kidding me? Calling for calling to execute people in the opposition party in America. Right.
Yeah. And they were all veterans. There was one person from the CIA. Is that a veteran? I don't know.
Not technically, but, you know, tomato, tomato. There's a crossover there again, the Venn diagram. So.
Yeah, and they have not, they said, yeah, we don't roll back what we say at all. That's truth that when we do, when we take our oath. Like, we've been talking about this for a while now that, yeah. I understand that it's tough as a soldier to say, like, I'm not going to do that when you have all of your fellow soldiers hoorahing and saying, yeah, we got to go do it. But, hey, you took an oath, dude. I'm saying from, I guess, a point of privilege that I definitely would say, like, no, I'm not doing that, dude. That's not in line with the Constitution at all.
Yeah. One of those guys was on NBC this morning. The astronaut, whatever his name is, I don't know. Mark Kelly, thank you. He was saying, like, you know, soldiers, remember, you can go to commanding officers, you can go to the JAG, you know, the legal department or whatever in the military. Like, you don't just have to blindly follow them, nor do you have to act on your own. Like, go talk to other supervising officers, go talk to the judge advocate general, the JAG office. And then today or yesterday, judge orders Trump administration to end the National Guard deployment in D.C. Yet another. Where he's a judge is saying, no, you illegally deployed troops in Washington, D.C. when they didn't want it, didn't ask for it. You had no authority. So this is on the tail end of the, you know, the troops leaving, or ICE at least, and the National Guard leaving Portland and leaving Chicago.
Yeah.
And then we learned this week, too, that a couple of billionaires apparently called Trump privately and talked him out of sending the National Guard to San Francisco, because that's big tech industry in San Francisco.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Yeah. So, again, it's like, who has the ear of Trump? Who's the last person he talked to? He was threatening San Francisco that they have demonized for years as, you know, being another war-torn hellhole that it is not. And, a couple billionaires called Trump, and he's like, all right, never mind.
Yeah, we'll cancel it for now.
It's not a hellhole, apparently. The emergency's over, because people with a lot of money told me that there is no emergency. So.
We saw everything that was going on in Portland and what a war-torn city Portland, Oregon is. It's really died down because if you spend any time in Portland, where all those people were, was about one square block, dude. Right. And that's not to say that they don't have issues in Portland or any other major city in this country. But, yeah, they ran out of things to film, dude, because you can't make shit up for very long.
No, and they were there to provoke a fight. And Portland and Chicago, I mean, these cities have all correctly not taken the bait. And it's why they're dressing up like frogs and dinosaurs, just to make a mockery out of the whole thing. Do you see the Fox News report a few nights ago? Some woman was on Hannity's show, like in the field. She's like, where were they? Oh, it was North Carolina. I think she was in Charlotte. And she's like, this crowd's getting out of control. It's getting dangerous. And behind her, there's a guy in a frog costume, like way below. People are dancing like, oh, it's getting out of control here. Like just literally gaslighting your audience, trying to make something out of nothing.
And all the fine folks of Charlotte, I think, you know, Portland really kicked things off nicely to say, like, let's make this a frickin' joke because all the people in Charlotte are not standing for this. Like, we don't want you here. We don't need you here. And they're making a mockery of it as well. So,
yeah. Trump has made blow-up costumes great again, so that's one accomplishment.
He really has. He's hope you got stock in you know, Spirit Halloween store.
I was going to say, those things used to only peak around the Halloween. Now they got a year-round shelf life, apparently, so that's great.
Yes, yeah. Bless the frogs in uniforms.
Yes, bless those frogs, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, fun stuff. Good times, America, good times.
Hey, dude, did I ever talk to you about a penis getting arrested?
No, no.
Okay.
Is it going to do hard time?
Ba-dum-boom. I just wanted to make sure I hadn't done the story because I'd hate to repeat it, you know.
But, the story sounds hard to swallow. Are you sure it's true?
I'm sure, dude. This is hard-hitting facts here. So okay. Let me find, the penis arrest.
I'm pretty sure I'd remember if you brought this up. Go ahead.
Yeah, I think you would. Where is this penis arrest? Well, don't tell me it didn't upload. I'll tell you about it, okay? This is an incident that took place in Fairhope. I really got to find this, dude. Can you talk for a second and I'll grab this video? I don't know why it didn't upload.
I just keep making dick jokes if you want. Right, move on to another story and we circle back around or what?
Yes, I'm sorry.
All right. Let's see. What else can we talk about here? Here's a fun one. Everyone keeps sort of asking, like, who's the leader of the Democratic Party nowadays? And it's a fair question. Somebody just did a survey of Democrats, and they asked us Democrats, like, who do you think the leader of your party is? And the answers were a little bit comical. First of all, number one on the list is don't know. I don't know who is the leader of the party.
Do you feel that way?
Listen, I mean, technically... I don't know. First of all, the head of the Democratic Party is whoever's the head of the DNC, which is funny because somewhere on this list, Ken Martin is on the list, like number 10 on the list. And I thought to myself, who the hell is Ken Martin? Well, he's the head of the DNC. I had to look it up. I didn't even know who the hell runs the DNC. So technically he's the head of the party. But who is the titular head, you know, in name only? I would point to a Chuck Schumer, Hakeem Jeffries, a Gavin Newsom. Number two on the list, Kamala Harris, which is debatable. Number three on the list was nobody. So don't know was number one. Nobody was number three. Then Chuck Schumer, Hakeem Jeffries, Barack Obama, Gavin Newsom, Joe Biden, the Ken Martin guy. We got Bernie Sanders, Hillary Clinton, AOC. Any of these names are probably acceptable. Jasmine Crockett. Here's a great answer, though. Like number 15 on the list, head of the Democratic Party, Donald Trump.
What?
Right.
What?
Trump's right ahead of Nancy Pelosi on the list.
Like, wow.
Are these people that don't know the difference between the two parties or what? Like, that's funny.
Have to be.
Cory Booker's on the list. Then Tim Walz, Josh Shapiro, Pete Buttigieg, Zoran Mondami, J.B. Pritzker out of Chicago, Mitch McConnell, again, not a Democrat.
World, dude. I don't get it. It's just people are unaware? Is that what you're telling me?
It's just ignorance. And by the way, these people got like 0.1% on the list here. But Elizabeth Warren, Mike Johnson, again, Skippy, not a Democrat. So
right.
And then Michelle Obama's way down the bottom of the list here. So
interesting.
Have you found your thing or should I keep talking? Because I
can talk to
Michelle Obama if you'd like.
Yeah, keep talking about it because I can't find my penis thing. I don't know what happened.
Well, were you in the pool or something? The
shrinkage? It's not the first time I've been able to find my penis, to be honest with you.
Trump hasn't been able to see his in years and years, so there's that.
Okay, there is that.
All right, so I know I'm going to open us up to a little criticism here, but we got a point behind this. Nick and I have been saying since Kamala Harris lost last year that we supported Kamala fully. We supported Hillary Clinton, but we do not think that a woman can win a national election for president. That there are just too many sexist backwoods parts of this country that are not ready to elect a woman.
Right.
And that's an unfortunate commentary. I'm just saying if we want to win the presidency, I don't think this country is ready for that.
Yeah.
They can win governorship, senator, they can win everything else. But we have had two very qualified women run against the same unqualified asshole, and they both lost.
Yeah.
But this week, Michelle Obama came out and said the exact same goddamn thing.
said exactly what we've been saying for a long time?
Yes. Michelle Obama's name may often come up as a potential presidential contender, but don't even think about it, the former first lady said during an event promoting her new fashion-themed book. She says, as we saw in this past election, sadly, we ain't ready. That's why I'm like, don't even look at me about running, because you all are lying. You're not ready for a woman. You are not, so don't waste my time.
Hmm.
So just like Loomer saying the GOP's got a Nazi problem, like this is one of our own and a female and a very prominent female Democrat saying, sorry, like I wish we were, but we're not.
That is, I mean, it hurts more coming from Michelle than it does from us even, you know?
Yes. And right here, I mean, someone's chiming in, not true. Like, how do you know it's not true? I mean, based on factual evidence, it's extremely true.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
How much, and I keep, oh, Kamala wasn't qualified. Oh, go bite me. I mean, a lawyer, an attorney general, a senator, a vice, bro, she's not qualified, huh? Like Hillary Clinton, a life in politics and Secretary of State. She was a senator at one point. I mean, like these women that we've put up there have been extremely qualified going against the most flawed candidate you can run against. So again, everyone, I'm not trying to be the bearer of bad news. I'm not trying to say like, you know, women suck or something. Quite the opposite. I would love for a woman to be president, but yeah. Reality has shown us that this country is not ready to do that.
The and here's part of the problem is that, you know what, if we try again, the consequence of trying and not succeeding with this is so great. Yeah. Like we've seen,
look what we're going through.
I don't even know how we try again. I don't mean I don't want to. I'm just wondering, like, how do we try again?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know the right answer. Eventually, the country will be ready, but we can't put him up against somebody who is freaking Satan like Trump. Like it's too big of a gamble. Look at the freaking consequences. This is why Biden won in 2020. And not that he was the greatest, most qualified candidate. It was just, you know, upstate Pennsylvania, rural Wisconsin. They were like, I don't like Trump, but some old white guy, sure, I'll vote for him. But those exact same districts voted against Kamala because there's just inherent sexism in this country that just still exists. Sorry, it does. Wake up.
Yeah, you know, I do. I've said it to a lot of people, and I've gotten that response, like, that's not true. It could happen. I'm like, yes, it could happen. Should it happen? Of course, dude.
Yes,
but we have to have some sort of guarantee that it can happen, that America as a whole. I know you and I and a lot of other people are ready for it, but America, are you ready for it?
Yeah,
Jonas, you're not, so.
If America was ready for a woman president, then King Moron would not be in office right now, says Lisa. That's my exact point. Like, if we couldn't beat Trump, I mean, I wish it weren't the case. But again, go bitch at Michelle Obama then. Leave Nick and I out of this. Michelle Obama just said, we ain't ready, and she is correct.
Yep, unfortunately true.
And like Tracy here says, and this is our point too, we need to win, so pick the most winnable nominee. That is what it comes down to. Sorry.
And you know what? That sucks, dude. I hate that that's the fact and that's the way this has gone and the corner we've been put into, but it is what it is. I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah. No, absolutely. Yeah. So. And this person, New Jack, there's also a lot of racism involved. Not sure you forgot that. Like, I don't think that helped either. There's inherent racism, but, you know, we saw that a black man was able to win the presidency. So it's certainly a factor. But I'm just saying, if you hold a couple of points against, you know, racism and then a couple of points for being a woman, like, I mean, the country's not ready. We are. Don't shoot the messenger. I'm just saying.
Yeah. Just saying, people are talking.
A lot of people are saying, including Michelle Obama. So there.
All right, you want to see a little bit? Let's look at a little hard hitting news. Okay, let's hear about a penis and
choke this one down.
Okay. Come on.
I'm pretty sure he said penis.
Okay. Serious as a heart attack. I'm not going to sit here and argue with you. If my kids had to come by and see this, how would you explain it to them?
Are you recording?
I am recording. I'm recording right here. I am telling you right now, if my kids had to come by and see this, I would like to hear how you would explain to my children what you're supposed to be.
All right, dude. So, what a fantastic costume, first of all. No dictator. I think it's fantastic, right?
And by the way, that does not reek of a dick to me. That looks like a slipper or something. Like, I don't know what the hell that is.
It almost looks like a faceless Trump, I thought, which is, you know, the irony is not lost on me.
What is the cop's point, though? How would you explain human anatomy to a child?
The arrest occurred. This happened in October 18th during a No Kings, one of the No Kings rally protests in Fairhope, Alabama. The woman arrested,
Alabama, yeah.
Gianna Gamble. She's 61 years old. She's a grandmother who was wearing this inflatable costume designed to look like a penis. She was getting out there, you know, to make a point here. And this officer came by, and you wonder, did he arrest her? Yeah, he did, because on the grounds that, you know what, this town that you're in right now, Fairhope, this is a town with morals, dude. This is a family town. So he arrested her.
Anatomy.
Unbelievable. You know, obviously, I don't know that this arrest is going to hold up. Her attorneys have filed motions to dismiss the charges, arguing the costume is protected under the First Amendment as political speech.
It is, or it should be. And like this person says, ballet shoe. It does look like a ballet shoe, like a slipper or something. But yeah, I mean, I've seen a lot of videos where people will intentionally stand out on the road sign with obscenities and whatnot, and it's almost always protected. I remember a guy went to some level of court. He had a sign on the back of his truck that said, "I eat ass." And
Oh, yes.
Yeah, and the cops arrested him, and that got thrown out in court. Like, but again, like, how would I explain this to my children? Yeah, first of all, you could say, I don't know what the hell that is, but or you could explain, that's a penis, you know.
Exactly.
Like you have one.
She doesn't have her court trial is scheduled for January 6th. 2026. So yeah, we'll keep you abreast of what's going on. But they took this lady in the penis costume. They did not remove it from her, and they put her in the back of the police car in the penis costume. And then she was like, "Can I get out of this?" She was cuffed, and she was. They finally drug her out, and they were like, "Ma'am, you'll have to tell me how to take this penis off you." And she was like, "There's a zipper in the back, dude." So they got it.
Want to know how to
her.
Get the penis off? Is that what
yes?
Like, yeah. Well, you should focus on the tip, I would say, but. Jeffrey here, no testicles. So, yes, this could have been someone transitioning, perhaps.
Or she was on steroids. They were just small testes.
And look at this. The jerks pulled the poor woman to the ground, then dragged her till their pants came off. Disgusting assholes. Like, wow.
Dude, it really was quite something. And it was all on the basis of this town is a town with family values. And how would I explain this to my kid?
Yeah. I mean, I know the education system in Alabama is significantly lacking, but how would I explain basic human anatomy? And again, that thing didn't even really look like a dick, so I think you're probably okay.
And you're driving by, like, hey, this guy arrested her because he's a Trumper, let's be honest.
Of course, conservative backwoods, you know.
For sure.
Well, all right then. We made it through another week, and, you know, I assume we'll be back next week, but who really knows?
Yeah, well, are you talking about America or just this show?
America. I mean, we'll be back if we still exist, but otherwise, I have no confidence that America will be here on a given daily basis.
Yeah, we'll see how it all goes. Try and get a little rest and relaxation for the weekend, and thanks for tuning into the podcast, one
and all. Yes.
One and all. That's right.
I'm going to go make a cocktail. And that's not a penis joke. I'm actually going to go make a cocktail.
Go do it. So, all right.
Yes. And that may drag me to the ground. We'll see.
Heads off to you, dude. All right.
There you go.
And that'll do it for another edition of The Vocal Minority with Nick and Steve. Thanks for joining us on the Really American Media platform. Check out all our social media wherever good social media is found. Until next time, you tiny little bastards, good day.
Good day.
Good day to you.